Welcome to the Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Science, technology, engineering, and math, four fields that hold much potential for area students. Well, this summer, a training session for high school students is offered at Louisiana Delta Community College. Joining me for a discussion on the STEM training is Delta's Career Readiness Coordinator, John Collins. John, welcome.
Thank you.
Glad that you are here, and it's being called a STEM Summer Boot Camp. Sounds intense.
Sounds daunting.
How accurate is that description?
Well, STEM being science, technology, engineering, and math, and the camp being focused on robotics, it's a boot camp. It gets you, you know, it gets you ready. Being robotics focused and falling under STEM, you know, that was a logical thing to name the camp. And then STEM, many high-wage, high-demand jobs are falling under that career cluster, Louisiana has 16, and that being one of them. And that's where a lot of our jobs in this region are falling.
Yeah. How long is the camp going to be, and when does it start?
The camp starts June 17th. Mm-hmm. It's 5 days long, so going through the 21st, that's a Monday through Friday. And its duration is 9 to 3, with maybe about a 45-minute lunch for the kids. But lunchtime is a learning time as well. We'll hopefully have presenters and from industry during that time for the kids as well. So
yeah, it could be like it is in the real business world.
Lunch
break is TBA if it happens at all. How did this idea come about?
Well, our Office of Special Programs having to direct our Perkins money, which is state-funded money, and a grant from Dow. We've actually partnered with Dow. They've given us the grant to put on this boot camp for a high-wage, high-demand job. And that's one of the requirements of Perkins, that we introduce our kids to areas and fields that they'll benefit from in the long run.
Yeah, you mentioned this enrichment program, and the primary project of the camp, it's going to be on robotics?
It's on robotics. So they'll learn basic programming skills, and I don't know the first thing about robotics. I'm part of the office that's just making this happen.
Right.
So it'll be a learning experience for us, for me, and for, you know, many involved, but you don't have to know anything coming into it. You get there, they teach you everything you need to know, that you'll learn those basic principles of programming, like I said, and then you'll walk away with some marketing and presentation skills as well.
Speaking of that, also public speaking, I believe there's going to be.
Yes, they'll develop a business plan, and then they have to market it, and then they have to present it. So, and this is all, you know, surrounding the robot that they are going to program and what it's going to be able to do, you know. So if I program a robot to vacuum the carpets,
right,
I have to create a business plan, so, and then I have to market it and then, you know, be able to sell it, whether it be like it'll be up to a group because they'll have different challenges, but if they want to get together and do, you know, a commercial, or, you know, if they want to do a PowerPoint, like they're selling it to a company to patent it or something like that, that's up to them. But they'll have those daily challenges throughout the week, which will lead up to points for a big grand
finale.
It's going to
be like a competition,
right?
In
they'll have a big competition at the end, and those smaller challenges during the week, during those first 4 days, will lead up to that as well. There will be scavenger hunts, which will be fun. But they'll provide bonus points and things, you know, extra clues and, you know, extra helpful ways of getting towards that big challenge at the end.
Yeah, it sounds like a pretty thorough process and rather intense, as is mentioned by the name, with boot camp. Well, you know, the fields being studied in the session are seen in numerous high-growth industries that you mentioned across our area. Share on an example of what our area provides.
We're seeing a lot of, technology-based, STEM-based, just staying with the cluster, STEM-based, and that can be engineering, that can be, and process technology is one of our technical programs at the college.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not as intense as when we say engineering, but health sciences, I mean, those nursing fields are booming, especially when it comes down to like registered nurses and practical nurses, those two areas, because there are many other areas of nursing, like home health aides and CNAs and things like that. But those are two big ones, RNs and LPNs.
Yeah. Who's going to be covering as far as conducting an instruction during the camp?
Okay. We have, of course, Delta faculty. Mm-hmm. We'll be covering some areas. We've got We've got West Monroe faculty coming in, and these are going to be some of the leaders of the camp. And these are teachers all involved in IT and marketing or, speech, things like that, and, mm-hmm. Who have a background in that. But then we have teachers who we want to apply to the camp to in and they'll be trained. They'll have 2 days before the actual camp itself. They'll have 2 days where they'll be trained for the camp. And again, they don't really, they can maybe need to have a background in something, robotics related, but they'll be taught everything, So if you're interested, that'd be great. So they'll come in, they'll apply, and they'll have those. They'll also get professional development hours as well from those 2 days, and then they'll work the actual camp. And this is any secondary teacher can apply.
Right now, the application process is going on. No deadline, but the spots are going to be filling up. How can someone find out more information about attending the summer boot camp?
They will. Any student, high school student, you have to be classified as a high school student. I don't think I mentioned that for next year. And any post-secondary teacher, and we're also looking for industry volunteers as well, can go to www.ladelta.edu. And it's in the bottom left-hand corner of our homepage under latest news. It says STEM Summer Boot Camp, and the application will be found under there. You fill out the application, and we'll get to our registration process probably around mid-May. Yeah.
Sounds like fun and rather intense. John, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
You can hear this and other Atlantia podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.